Well, welcome, Morning Star Travelers, to a new episode of Going Where No Man Has Gone Before. So this is a new prophetic word that I just got some new words from the Lord today, and I'll rehearse some other ones that I already had. And our scripture is Psalms 2:4, where it says, "He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, and the Lord shall have them in derision." Well, read the whole chapter about what that means, because that's where our nation is at, is in derision. So the state of the church is the state of the union, or vice versa, whereby the Lord's already told us that judgment begins at the house of God, and the judgment had already started. But today the Lord was pointing out that as it is in the church, so it is in the nation, and that the church doesn't have any leadership. Okay, so right now, there's no leadership anywhere. There's a complete void of leadership. Right now, our nation is in free fall, where we seemingly have no leader. There is there's a standstill in the nation while people are counting votes. And there's no leadership in the church, because the nation is worshiping the president as the leader. So the example is, that there's a big void. Our God is now gagging out on the fake gospel of make America great again. That's the gospel of works. Man lifting up himself and magnifying his works and all the great things he's done to make things great, and on, boasting of his works. And, we are now, reaping what we have sown in terms of the gospel of the works of man. It hasn't produced anything. Now we're back to stage one of where we were before, with no leadership. And God has us all in derision, because he's not going to put up with man boasting about all of his works. So there was a word that I had earlier in September, also in June, concerning how the president needed to decrease. And then the Lord added to that word in September, saying that the president had become like Nebuchadnezzar. He was boasting about all his great works, like, in Daniel 4:30, where the king was saying, "Isn't this great Babylon? Isn't this the great America that I've made great again with my great works and my great majesties?" So the Lord likened our president unto Nebuchadnezzar, and he said that he was going to decrease, and that he had been weighed in the balance and found wanting. So here we are. Right now, the nation is reaping what it has sown for 4 years of preaching this Make a Great America Again gospel, which is the gospel of works. We're in a lockdown. The great America, boasting in her great works, is under the curse by preaching this fake gospel of greatness about following our king who has been building his kingdom, not God's. So here we are, waiting on our real leadership, our real lawgiver, to stand up for our help and bring us leadership that has nothing to do with politics. So the Lord is separating from his body what is and what isn't of his body. His body is not looking for a political leader, not somebody preaching the gospel of works, the gospel of our kingdom. Let's make great our kingdom. No one's preaching the gospel of his kingdom. We're supposed to be preaching there's a new kingdom coming. This one's passing away. This kingdom can't be great because God already 2,000 years ago deleted it and is done with it. He said, we're moving to a new kingdom, his kingdom. So if you don't want to move to a new kingdom, then you can go down with this one because it's already been weighed in the balance and found wanting. So here we are now where God is waiting for his people to wake up and move on with him because he's the only leader that makes anything great. So where are we and what time is it? People don't even know what time it is. Hey, we're living in perilous times. Voidless times. Apparently, we're just in time warp where nothing's going on. There's no leadership. We're in lockdown. Nobody's doing anything. We're in la-la land. But the time is that we're in is perilous times. We're in perplexity of nations. We're on the edge of the tribulation, and, people are walking around in la-la land, preaching fake gospels, like something great is going on here. There's nothing going on here, people. Our gospel is to be telling people there's a new reality coming because this one's crashing. It could be ending at any moment. So big changes are coming. And if you're not, looking to be a part of the next kingdom, if you're hoping in your government, well, you're going to be destroyed. So, the nation is, in God's care. He's got a plan, and we're to be fitting in with his plan. We're to be, preaching his kingdom, seeking to be about his business, not dragging him down to ours. Confessions of faith of making America great again. That's the gospel of works. The gospel of faith is we're living and walking by faith that God's got something better planned for us than this reality. So if you, I'll be posting some of these messages on the website, and I do have a follow-up message from the one called The New Way. Read The New Way, because there's another message called The Way, which is the way we're supposed to be following. We're supposed to be following Jesus, his way, out of this reality. So if you need prayer, call the prayer line, and God bless you, and remember, Jesus is Lord. He's our King of Kings. God bless you. Bye-bye.